This is an example of a prayer treatment that one could do to examine their own consciousness and correct anything that is ill-natured about the way one may be thinking about another. The words of Jesus, quoted by John, as the first quote in Science and Health, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." There's only one truth. Just like there is no creation, everything has always been that is true. If it is true, it cannot be new. It cannot have any measurement of time, and therefore no beginning, and no end, and no middle part. It is all way. No time. So it's not all ways, it's all way. It's hard to think of anyone that could have made more mistakes in their life than have I. Dr. Fluno reminds us that criticism leads to all evil. If you want to get to the devil fast, just start criticizing. Because that puts you directly on the path to the devil. Genesis 1, starting with verse 26 to the end of the chapter, says, "Let us make man in the image and likeness of God, and give him dominion over everything." And it follows that with these words, "So God made man in his image and likeness, and gave him dominion over everything." And then at the end it says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." Mary Baker Eddy defines good on page 587 of the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and it states, good, God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, which includes omni-knowing, omni-wisdom, and omni-intelligence, omnipresence, omni-action. So we know what good means. And here's the definition of God from page 465. Incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. And on page 578, God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all wise, all loving, eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. She defines man on page 591, the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Connect the dots. Is there anything in there that indicates that anyone is evil. Even a little bit of evil. No. Man is made in the image and likeness of God. Which means that's the way man always was, is, and ever will be. There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is His image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Several references to what man is in that statement just made, and that's from page 468, chapter 14, recapitulation, which includes 24 questions and answers, which is a summary of chapters 1 through 13. Again, there is nothing that supports the theory that man is bad, evil, incomplete, imperfect. Nothing can be proven that God is bad or imperfect. Genesis 1 states that God made everything and it was very good. And if He had an element of evil, He could not have made something that was perfect. For we can only reflect or manifest what we are. People can assign anything they want to as being evil, and it came from God. An earthquake, a storm, tornado, high wind, lousy weather, anything that you want to, you can assign it to God, but that doesn't make it true. There is nothing in the way God is defined in the definitions just read that gives an inkling that God is anything other than perfect goodness. Omni tells it all. If God is spirit and everything God created is good, the Bible states in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6, that God is all. Here's what the King James Version says. One God and Father of us all. J.B. Phillips says, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of us all, who is the one over all, the one working through all, and the one living in all. It's obvious from these statements that there's no competition or opposition to God. because God is all. And we've already stated that God is all power and omnipresent, omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing, and all action. And God is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, and the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, eternal, all-substance, intelligence. That fully substantiates Mary Baker Eddy's definition or statement that God is all in all. The first all being capitalized and that meaning the source and God directly, and the second all being lowercase and that means God is his manifestation. And the manifestation is on a relative basis. There is no justification for having any kind of an imperfect opinion or attitude about anyone or anything. I shall read a prayer by Mary Baker Eddy that she entitled The Diapason of Heaven for Mind. We can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. God is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. Amen. It is 25/08/19, Tuesday at 11:15 a.m. In digital, it is 25/08/19, 11:15. This is the end of the extemporaneous prayer treatment, which is meant to be something that could be applied to all humanity and was intended to be an example of the kind of prayer treatment that we should be utilizing, or at least one option of utilizing, as an hourly prayer treatment. The end of this recording.